to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Illamot. And I have the mastermind behind the game. I have Keith with me. How's it going, Keith?
Things are going great.
Awesome. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and who you are?
So I've been a game designer for about 25 years now, delving into computer games, role-playing games, card games, all sorts of different things. I am best known generally for creating the card game Gloom, which is a card game that uses transparent cards and is a storytelling game, and the Dungeons & Dragons setting of Eberron. But I also just released a game called Phoenix Dawn Command. It's a new role-playing game, and hey, now I'm making some Illamot.
Awesome. You are an experienced game designer, so you kind of know what you're doing then.
I've been around the block a few times. blocks.
Not your first rodeo, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is this your first time venturing into Kickstarter, though?
No, this is actually our second Kickstarter. My first one was last year, and it was for Phoenix Dawn Command, this card-based role-playing game that I made. And we just released that in August. So, time to put another iron in the fire.
That's right. That's awesome. Well, let's talk about that iron in the fire. So we have Illamot. Why don't you tell people what it is and what the gameplay is and what... And the story about how the game was...
It's an interesting story.
Yeah, tell us about it.
So this is something that I'm making with the band The Decemberists. And in 2009, they were doing a photo shoot while they were working on Hazards of Love. And they decided, let's do like a photo shoot where we're a mysterious secret society playing this strange game in different parts of Portland. And Carson Ellis, who's the artist who does all the art for the band, and photographer Autumn DeWild, made a board that was this mysterious, enigmatic board in two parts. And they took a bunch of pictures with it, but they never ended up doing anything with the pictures. And, of course, this was a game with no game. It looked like an interesting game, but there wasn't anything to it. The Decemberists play a lot of games while they're out on the road, and one of the games they play is Gloom. And so since we're all in Portland, I ended up getting to know Chris Funk playing Gloom, and he says to me, well, we've got this cool-looking game board we've had sitting around for 6 years. Could you actually make this into a game? And so I spent a while talking with all of them about sort of what they wanted it to feel like. Carson Ellis has done all the art for the game, and it was basically a matter things they were looking for was something that captured some of the mood of the Decemberists' music and felt like it fit in that world, but not making a game that was about the Decemberists.
Definitely.
It's not Decemberists the game. And further, one of the things they really wanted was for it to feel like this could be an old game that people have just forgotten. Like it could have been around 100 years ago and just fallen out of fashion, and now you found a copy up in your attic. And so to me, that was the interesting design challenge, is first starting with a board and then starting with this idea of, can you make it feel like an old game while still being compelling to a modern audience? And feel like something that in some way captures the mood of the Decemberists.
So it was a good challenge for you then.
Absolutely, no, and I love that kind of thing.
So what to talk about the Decemberists, I'll admit that I'm not too familiar with them. And you say that you want the game to feel like their type of music. Mm-hmm. So what kind of music do they play?
They're sort of indie folk rock, and in particular, the album that they were working on when they made this board is an album called Hazards of Love, and it was sort of a concept album where the whole arc of the album basically tells a story that is a sort of, new folk tale made up using lots of different elements of sort of classic folk tales. And so tied to the sort of feeling old, one of the things I worked in was working in sort of the seasons. We worked in these iconic characters from the story in the form of what we call luminaries. And so, you know, part of it was just having a sort of pastoral feeling to it. And as they said, something that felt like it could be old and you're just digging it up.
Yeah, definitely. I will have to definitely check out their music for sure and pick up some of their stuff. And if it's as intriguing and as what Illamot is going to be and what it is, I imagine I'll enjoy that as well. So the campaign, as we're recording right now, you guys still have 20 days left to go. You guys are going to end on November 3rd, and you guys are already extremely successfully funded. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. We still have a bunch of stretch goals that will add sort of unique things to the Kickstarter editions of the game. And so we're still hoping to hit those. But yeah, you know, so far it's definitely been going well.
Definitely. And one of the something that I've noticed as I've talked to a lot of different Kickstarter campaigns is the big number for me that I think is more impressive is when you get a large amount of backers rather than necessarily just money. And you guys have, you know, over 3,300 backers. That's huge in Kickstarter standards. And so that's pretty awesome. I imagine... Obviously, there's you are already an established designer, so people are familiar with you. But then you also add all the people that know the Decembrists, and so it's kind of capitalizing on both fan bases and to bring the success that the game is having right now.
No, I definitely think that's a factor, a big factor. And we are also just now starting to get demo copies of the game out to some game cafes and game stores around the world so that people also do have a chance to go and try the game themselves. Of course, we've only been able to do that. You know, we're a small company. We're only, I think we have 26 of these outposts around the world. But still, it's a chance for people to go somewhere and check it out.
Definitely.
We think, well,
were you guys able to attend like Gen Con or anything recently to display it?
So Gen Con, we weren't quite ready to start promoting it. Gen Con, we did actually release Phoenix Dawn Command, our role-playing game, as I mentioned.
Yes.
And we did show it at PAX, which was great. We were in the same space as Cards Against Humanity, and they gave us this bank vault. So we were down in a bank vault.
That's cool.
Demoing Illamot, and that was a really great experience. I was showing it up at Geek Girl Con last weekend. So, you know, we've been going around and showing it as much as we can. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's really cool. And so we know that the game is going to be made, get out to the backers and everything. So when is the tentative timeline that you hope to have the game out to the backers?
Our goal is, what we're saying on the website, is June of 2017, and that is basically assuming that things could go wrong.
Yes.
You know, the game is largely done. We're just doing a few more tweaks. There's a few bits of art. We're going to be using sort of custom tokens for it, and we're still designing those. But it should definitely be to press by the end of the year. And so, again, given that, we're saying June just because we want to leave some room for something unexpected to happen. Yeah.
As is a normal custom when it comes to Kickstarters and also making board games, you never know when you might hit those hiccups when it comes to either shipping or manufacturing
exactly.
or printing. You know, they could print the cards wrong for some reason, and you're like,
right.
No, that doesn't work. And so June, tentatively the latest, but maybe even possibly before. So that's good. That's great.
It's, you know, fingers crossed.
Yes, right. That's right. But like you said, always prepare for the worst. You know, basically, under promise and over deliver.
Yes.
That's the concept behind everything. So, Keith, I mean, the game looks fantastic. The, you know, being able to have that fun feel to it, and it's exciting that you're going to be getting it out to other people's hands. And so the word of Illamot will definitely spread for sure. So congratulations once again on the Kickstarter. And thank you for taking time once again to come on the show and let everyone know a little bit more about it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell people where they could find out more about you and your company.
So the couple different addresses, if you go to illamat.com, that's I-L-L-I-M-A-T, that will take you to the site for that. My personal website is keithbaker.com. Keith is K-I-T-H hyphen B-A-K-E-R. And that's where you'll find, you know, my posts about what I'm doing and the other projects I'm working on. I'm also HellCowKeith on Twitter. And finally, our company website is Together Studios. That's T-W-O, Together Studios, one word, .com. And that's also where you can find out a lot more about Phoenix, the role-playing game
awesome.
That we've just released.
Fantastic. And also for those of you that are interested about the Decemberists, you can find them at Decemberists.com. And you can type that in and check out their, you know, who they are, what their music's all about, and be able to listen to the music while you're playing the game and just have the full effect all at once.
And certainly, if you go to the Kickstarter page, in addition to just the standard Kickstarter video, we have a couple videos of both just people playing the game and also just a little how-to, you know, this is how it all works.
Awesome. So definitely check out the Kickstarter. We will have links in also the show notes for easy access for you guys. And thank you for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. And we are grateful to also Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro. And you could find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.